If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Your Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 2:59 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs are 8.5 games behind St. Louis in the NL Central, but remain a game ahead of San Francisco and in possession of the second National League wildcard spot. Manager Joe Maddon joined Spiegs and Goff this morning, and forget the wild card. Maddon sounds like he's gunning for the Cardinals.
I think if you don't have the fun with you and the atmosphere that you want in your clubhouse, then overtaking the Cardinals is impossible. I think the one has to come before the other can occur. So the balance really comes down to being consistent in your daily approach.
You can hear more of that conversation with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Cubs and Reds are back at it tonight in Cincinnati. Jason Hamill returns to the mound for the first time since July 8th when he left the game with hamstring tightness. Raisel Iglesias will go for the Reds, first pitch at 6:10. Meanwhile, Jim Bowden is reporting the Cubs and Dodgers are the front runners to land Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels. Hamels will start Sunday against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. And some good news for the Northsiders. Javier Baez could be ready to rejoin his teammates in Iowa next week. He's been on the DL since June 7th with a fractured finger. White Sox open a two-game series against the Cardinals tonight after an off day yesterday. Carlos Rodon will get his first start since July 10th. He'll be opposed by Michael Wacha. The Sox swept the Cards when they last faced them at the end of June. To the NBA, the Clippers held a team press conference today, and DeAndre Jordan tried to explain why he changed his mind and re-signed with the Clippers. Jordan said he thought about what it meant to be home and that he couldn't do anything other than apologize to the Maverick, which he says he did. However, ESPN's reporting that Jordan has had no contact with Dallas owner Mark Cuban. And veteran Richard Jefferson is headed to the Cavs. He had previously agreed to a deal with the Mavericks as well, but Mark Cuban says Jefferson did let him know he was planning on signing elsewhere. To the NFL, after he sat out all of last season because of child abuse charges, Adrian Peterson and the Vikings have mutually agreed to restructure the final 3 years of Peterson's contract. And Roger Goodell says he's working diligently on reviewing the evidence in Tom Brady's Deflategate appeal, but there's no timeline for a decision. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a standard brake service for only $99.99. Visit driveafirestone.com or see store for full details. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
I know people need things to do, right? That's just a fact of life. You need something to do. Although the older you get, the less you need to do, actually.
Just passing the time. You don't want to accept that. I don't know what else I can do for you.
I'm definitely going to need a thing, too, because, you know, crossword puzzles at that point just aren't going to be enough. You know, I've got a bird thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds.
I'm thinking of falconry, where I actually train birds of prey to bring me food.
For reasons known only to him, he left his wife and career and moved deep into the forest. Now, he is known only as the Falconer.
Okay. Well, you didn't see that Real Sports episode?
Yeah, that one I saw. Yeah, it's a while back. Yeah,
it's a while back, but it's still, I'm thinking, well, they actually went and did it.
Hunting parties of about a dozen falconers walk with their birds through open fields for miles. flushing whatever animals might be in their path. When it happens in an instant, and whoever's closest releases their bird, and none of it's for the faint of heart.
That these people actually decided they were going to train birds to go fetch them animals. I don't know if they actually ate the animals, but I'd consider it.
Hopefully, one day we can return to society. But until that day, you will be the falcon, and I will remain
the falconer.
Bernstein.
Ever had a kidney stone?
Ever been in a Turkish prison? Ever seen a grown man naked?
Wait a minute. So now I'm the crazy one. Right. Yeah, this guy's talking about being doing falconry. I mean, I'm crazy. But listen to this guy.
I'm open
listen
to anything.
To this guy's nonsense.
Maybe it won't be a bird. Maybe I'll train a bear to go get me stuff. Or, you know, maybe a shark.
Call no, Shay.
Right. It doesn't have to be in the wild. I could just train an animal. Like you have your monkeys, they just go out to the Circle K and get to some smokes. You know,
not yet.
No,
that word hasn't come down though. No.
Oh, okay.
No, the word comes down that I'm on my lab, whatever. Then I'm smoking again.
Well, we had that discussion, and then I was talked out of it by somebody who said that he did actually look into that, and he said the people were so bizarre and the commitment.
Of course they are. And why would that stop you?
And the expense was so much. Well, there's always
that wouldn't stop you. If they're bizarre people, isn't that you?
There's always Civil War reenactment or ham radio.
Yeah, I tell you what, those guys that spend 2 weeks with you and they wouldn't be firing blanks.
Joe and Plainfield. You're on the score. Hi, Joe.
Hey guys. I've been reading a lot over the past few weeks. I've been listening a lot, and everybody's saying that the Cubs should hold on to their prospects and everything. No matter what this trade deadline, and I get that, but at the same time, shouldn't the question be asked, no matter what the price is for a guy like David Price, should they not go after him? Because what if you do win that one game wild card and you get into a first round series with whoever? Wouldn't you want the best possible opportunity to win a World Series if after the fan base has been for so long?
Don't go back to old thinking. Don't mention the fan base starved for so long. That's what gets you into trouble. That's what got other teams into trouble. We have to do this now. You're finally in a position, Joe. The whole idea of doing it the way they did it was to keep you out of exactly that feeling, out of that temptation, saying that this should be years of sustained contention. That's the idea, not this, oh, geez, here we go. We got to do this now, because that's what it had been, and that's where it got you to do desperate things. The answer, of course, is yes. It would give you a better chance to win now.
Yeah,
but
sometimes you don't, best played plans don't always work if you're there now. And I'm not saying you trade, you don't do that, but they seem to be more involved with Cole Hamels. I don't know if I trust him in a big game anymore. Right? Aren't they more involved with Cole Hamels? At least they have been. Been rumored by everybody in baseball that writes baseball. Well, the Cubs are right there with it, with everybody else for Cole Hamels. I'm thinking, why?
Because he's really good.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, he is, though. What don't you like about Cole Hamels?
2 years ago, yes. I'm just not sure about him.
All right, because you got to try to remove him as best you can from the context of his awful team.
Well, I have. I've already removed him years ago. I've removed him from that. I'm just I don't know about the entire commitment to him. I'm just not sure it's worth it for him.
Okay, because he's having a really good year. I mean, all the peripherals that strip out his team being bad and isolate what he does well, he is right in line with his career. And in fact, his fielder independent pitching this year is better than his career number. So you can take out all the awful Phillies around him. I mean, he's already been good so far this year for 2.3 wins. So I think a lot of him is skewed by the fact that his team absolutely blows chunks. But he's pitched as well as he ever has. And on pace to put up numbers right in line with what he's done in his career. So I haven't lost any faith in Cole Hamels.
Well, I have.
Why?
I just haven't watched him. I don't it's not, he doesn't impress me like he used to. And I think it's I'd sooner have Price. If I got the choice between the two, I'll take Price.
His velocity's right there. His velocity on every pitch, it's actually higher than his career number. His career fastball velocity average is 91.3. This year it's 92.2. Curveball is there. Changeup. I mean, all of his velocity numbers are right in line. So it's not like the stuff is leaving him. I mean, the results for which he's responsible are still there. The stuff is still there. And if you're talking about, you know, the worried about the back end of some of these deals, what's enticing about Hamels is that you don't have bad pitcher money on the rest of the deal. It's expensive, but it's not a Verlander deal, and it's not going to be the bad money on the end of the Lester deal.
$96 million.
And it's not going to be the bad money on the end of the Price deal either. That's where you could probably make a better argument if you're talking about the value of the contract, saying that you're still going to get prime years from him at a rate that pays for prime, rather than paying for a guy in complete decline. Now, he could all of a sudden next year start to, it would be reasonable to start seeing that decline. But you've got a $20 million club option in 2019 and a buyout then. So you got him through age 34. The option is for when he's 35. So okay. So it's still, you know, that is the meat of your first sort of phase of this competitive window. So I would get the Hamels love. I would get that kind of move. So I'm sure that as Papelbon has been discussed, that Hamels has too. That's just going to be the bigger ticket.
I have more love for Price than I do for Hamels. That's it. I mean,
I think Madden does too, probably. I think so. It's going to be that contract is going to have bad back end money. If you don't care, and some teams don't, then go ahead and do that. But Hamels, you can do
don't
right
you almost,
now.
Almost always, isn't it that way?
Yeah, but see, not necessarily the case with Hamels, where the deal's already done. I mean, that guy's locked and loaded, and you're going to have to give up something to get him, but you got him, and there's no issue elsewhere, and you don't even worry about extending him. You just take him to the end of that deal and see where you are. Aurora, Sam, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Just a quick comment. I think we can go out there and get one of these frontline starting pitchers without breaking the farm system through giving up Baez or Schwarber. I think we can do a combination of Billy McKinney or Pierce
Johnson. Why do you think that? Johnson. What? No, you can't. It's just, I don't know. It's not true. At the moment, that's the guys they're asking for are all the big names.
If you offer a combination of Billy McKinney, Pierce
you can't
Johnson,
add up. You can't add up bad players to equal good players.
Numbers don't win the battle. Not in this case. That number.
You can't just say.
You're the Phillies. Look where the Phillies are. Look what position they're in now.
The names that everybody is asking for right now is in the current market: Schwarber, Russell, Soler. Not McKinney, not Pierce Johnson. So I don't know.
Pierce Brosnan.
I don't know where this information is coming from you, other than just something in your head.
Bleacher Report. That's the latest rumor, is the Cubs giving up Billy McKinney, Dwayne Underwood, and Christian Villanueva for David Price.
No.
According to Bleacher Report.
According to who?
Bleacher Report.
Who?
I think Rick Wiener. I think that's his name.
Hot dog. We have a wiener.
Well, he produces for us on weekends.
Wow, we got one out of that one, didn't we? I'd take that deal, by the way.
Yeah.
That what's out there? Tigers? Go for it. Big stroker. You can have it. Take it.
And, you know, we were talking about Baseball Prospectus and the deserved run average, their new metric that they have improving on ERA. Right now, Cole Hamels ninth best in baseball. And in the last month, in the last 25 innings, he's got a 1.78 whip and a 7.46 ERA. So he's been, you're right, he's been bad in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, in the course of the season, His strikeouts per nine is up.
Just saying what I've seen recently. I don't know anything other than that. I can't watch every start, nor do I particularly want to, actually, because that means you're watching Phillies baseball.
Say, unfortunately, what comes along with that is Phillies baseball.
I don't want to watch Phillies baseball, but I do watch him. I've watched him. This last month, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not been good. I watched him, but that doesn't mean that continues. Doesn't mean that. And I think Price has been very consistent. He's a guy once in a while. But if you've got that deal on the table, you're talking about there, if that's true in Bleacher Report, that's done.
Yeah, I have not.
That's done.
That would have been done.
Mm-hmm.
St. Charles, here's Christian on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So there's been a lot talk in the last couple of weeks about catching, and specifically as it pertains to Schwarber, he has a long way to go. And so my question is, in what aspect defensively does he need help in? Is it pitch framing? Is it the throw down the second?
Even at the point where you're thinking about pitch framing yet. It's just catching.
Yeah, catching.
Okay, it's literally receiving. Setting up and receiving a pitch.
Yeah, receiving the ball.
So you know, I'm not a baseball enthusiast, but in the context of, you know, trying to be a better student of the game, what can I see, or what do I look for, whether it's Schwarber or any good catcher?
Watch how comfortably he sets up and receives a ball. If he's okay. If watch where and when and how he catches and how his setups and angles of his